Shnei Rosen, Shalom. Shrei Lechem, Kura Meshulash. When's the next Kura Meshulash? After this? What? No one looks in the calendars? What? And then it didn't happen. It happened like 5-6 years ago. There was it was a long time that it didn't happen. It happened in 81. And then for like a good 15 years it didn't happen. Okay, what I'd like to do today, we're going to have a shorter shiur today. We're going to have to go to a chasana. So, since we're not going to have the pack and the purse map on the Kaddish because that's a longer shiur, but I want you to see the Avnei Nezer on a certain topic, and the famous Sefer Achinuch. Mitzvah Tavrei Gimel is a mitzvah to remember Amalek. So on page 2, we saw this already, the beginning of the top of page 2 in the Sefer Achinuch. It says, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol mokom u'b'chol zman, that this mitzvah is b'chol mokom u'b'chol zman b'zcharim, only b'zcharim. Right, so this is the famous scene that we saw already, that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is only for men, not for women, because the whole point is Mechama, and women are not for those Mechama, and they're not. Okay, that's the famous scene that we're all familiar with.
However, so everything is hunky dory, and it was great. But take a look. Now, I want to show you two more things, okay? Look at page 3. On the bottom, the second arrow. So
the mitzvah of the tzibur, right? The tzibur has to go and find a mole. The end is, Shigam al Kol Yochim in Israel has scored a Lutah of Kiyah Bahardah. Right? Even on the Yochim, the Yochim sees that I'm awake, he has a Kiyah. Not only a din in the army, it's a din on the Yochim also. I heard from Zalmi Shinewitz the other day. He told me to change the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, I don't know how often this would happen, but the Vilna Gaon, when he'd walk in the street, he'd look down to see the train, maybe he'd see Maliki, if he could see Gellin. So, he didn't want to, get from the bar at the store, because I happen to be sober from Zalmi Shinewitz, directly from the Vilna Gaon. That's Easter Beach. On this, the Chinuch writes here, the Chinuch on the Tzibur, in other words, that means if you have an army, you go fight a Molech, and even if there's a Molech in a grocery store, the guy ahead of you is a Molech in the grocery store with a knife in the back. Right? Somebody comes to see you and the ceremony, and he sees you, and you have the ability to kill it. The heart of the law, our goal. And you have the ability to not say no. That's why you need to change rule of the service. Okay, good. That's the key. But now there's one more thing that you have to see. What about the mitzvah of killing the seven nations? Right? There was a mitzvah that when Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael, they have to kill out seven nations. Uharav Shiva Anulu. Matziki Barthing with Ken Kavasho from him. Sami and Mori, right? Then, second error, A initial cloud out for him. Then he has to just ask up a question. So why did God create these nations if we can have them to kill them? So if you write that little chair, that everyone has Bechira, so it didn't have to be this way. Okay, but that's the second issue. But then, on page 5, he says, the noheges mitzvah is horrible with it hates. And they tried, he said, the mitzvah to kill the Zayin Amamin is the horrible with it hates. So we have it. So let's review. First, he said, let's review. First, on page 2, the top arrow, we said the mitzvah of Machias HaMolek is a mitzvah only to the men and not for the women, because only the men do the Lohama and not for the women. Right? Good. Then on page 3 we learned that the mitzvah of HaMolek is not only a din of the Tzibur, it's a din of the Yochid as well. That was the second thing we learned. The third thing we learned was that the mitzvah to kill out the Zayin Amanim. Right? And on page 5, the Venus writes, the heavy mitzvah zu is a charem when it comes. That this mitzvah is the charem when it comes. Now, there are a lot of questions. What is the most striking question? Why is charem when it comes? Right? Why is charem when it comes? If we got Ruth saying, like, Mokhama Mamole, it's only Scharim and not the Kavos, so how come by what? How come by Shiva? And the idea of why Scharim and not the Kavos is what? It's because the Kavos is not below Mokhama, but they don't have to remember Mamole, but the whole point is remember Mamole, it's from the other than Mokhama. So then how come by the Zayin Amen? It's also by the Kavos. The same tour that you have, that they don't have to fight a Mole, they don't have to fight a Zayin Amim too. But yet the Kina writes that when it comes to Zayin Amim, it's Karma and the Kavos, and then when it comes to a Mole, it's only the Karma and not the Kavos. That's one question. So why is the Kina Machalik? And women are Chayomis in Mokhama with the Zayin Amim, but the Amalek there, they're Mokhama. So, just on that question, let's think about that. What would you say to that question? So again, Jacob is saying that when we went into Eretz Yisrael, so everyone had a fight. But what do you mean? One is a. In other words, it's even more than that. In other words, because Amalek is now Lodoros, is a kid, right? Because since 1,000 years ago they attacked us, we have a mitzvah l'doros. So that mitzvah l'doros is only on the men. But the mitzvah of the Zayin Amamin is when they were coming into Eretz Yisrael. So that was a mitzvah on the whole klal. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe we say that by the holy, it's just a different.
Amalek has nothing to do with
there's no significant benefit to kill them, meaning no benefit, because we have their land, by their children, we benefit from the fact that they're killing these Israelites, and that's the land they're living.
Well, since the women are going to be living in Eretz Yisrael also, so then they have to help kill them out. But it's interesting, the Chinuch writes on page 5, that Ohegas Mitzvah Zub is Karmel Kevin to Bechol Mokom u Bechol Zman, Sheish Kof Biyadeinu Lahargam. What's this idea of Bechol Mokom? Right.
So, for the women to be engaged here, are they putting themselves more in harm's way than men? Therefore, they would be exempt.
They would be exempt. You're saying that that Amalek always attacked the weak people.
Well, that's the point of Amalek. Amalek has no moral limits.
Right.
Moral boundaries. Amalek is being for no morality.
Right.
Limits. So what are you wondering in the sentence that actually brought in the fire?
Who are the women?
Yeah, directly towards them. Not the case of them. So...
You're saying based on what Mr. Rabbi Gewertz is saying?
My target is more, I'd say it obviously with no disrespect, I would disrespect you, but if they're the prime target, then it's more of a
reason they should fight.
Go out and fight their own battle. But Stice and Gewertz is what I was saying. But if I were a woman, I don't know that I would want to be in that position. But about the women, I wouldn't want to fight Zion. I'm going to need it.
Yeah. What do you say, Morphe?
Destruction of seven nations, that's because of the part of the Torah, which we live in the high priest as well. They're reacting to the first question, what is our salt? The era of the first salt is the salt, which we not
But you're saying Zion Amamim is to try to get rid of the Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the thing of Congress. That has to be how we're doing it.
Right.
Whereas fear is high, the bigger way of remembering them is by just missing the
But it's interesting. Let me bring up another point here. One could ask, and we'll see who answers in a second, a skier in the chinuch itself. Forget the Zion Amamim. So we have a question. One question we have is, how come the chinuch matters from the... Another question. But then Amalek Ufa, Zalmi asks. So the chinuch says that women are punched from Amalek which does not know will come. But the chinuch also says that Amalek is what? Chomer Sayyachir also. So the Chomer Sayyachir also, so granted, they're what? They're Churos Midin what? Midin the Mokhama, because they're not the Mokhama, but they're still a Chomer Sayyachir. Which has nothing to do with Mokhama. Chomer Sayyachir, if you see him on the street, you got to kill him. So that women should be Chayonisim. Yeah, in other words, some have questions to ask you. The top of these options of no similar from all the time, that's one question. But so within a mother football, you can ask these questions. That how come, say, women are from Torah because they're not going to look for Torah? But then go to heaven and say, there's not only a whole lot of Seymour, it's a whole lot of Seymour also.
Right.
understand the why. In other words, why were the men? In other words, didn't see more the visible problems than I can understand. So when the men are just completely not a visible problem, the Virginian is not a visible problem. So it's not a visible problem, so why only
So both by the seems to be stated also that a Zion would essentially so both the men and the women they have a cup in their hand. By the case of a Malik, it said that the supplies of the men they have a cup in their hand. So maybe it's left it out there in a sense.
Well, in other words, I understand that the women aren't Chayavas and Amalek because Amalek they're not Benos Muhammad. So that explains why they're exempt from the Tzibur aspect of Amalek. But Amalek, the Chinuch says, is also a Yachid aspect. So the Yachid aspect, they should, is not a Din Muhammad Khara. Right?
But the idea of the.
So then women should be Chayavas. Yeah, nay, say. Right. Then they have to. But then why are they parted from Zechira Samalek? They should. In other words, he's saying they're parted from Zechira Samalek because they don't have to. But they should still be Chayim Zechira because they're going to have to do the Chobos Hayochid. So, by the fact that he says they're parted from Zechira, it's mashma because they'll never have to do any. But if they're. You're thinking of an army, maybe they do have the Chobos Hayochid. In other words, if they see the guy in the grocery, they should attack a. Okay, I want you to. Unless you say that even the din yachid is a din of milchama, also. In other words, that's also called a milchama, even on the yachid level. And then you have to say that. So the male, that's why women turn, because even the din yachid is a din mochama. Maybe you have to say it like that. And then you have to say that the din by Zayin Amalim maybe is just the chovas hayachid and not a chovas ha. Because there's another point that they point down in the chinuch. He says something very interesting. Another point that he points out from page. On page 5. Look on page 5, the last three lines in the Mitzvah Tav Chaf Hei. Over Alzel Bal Yodu Echad Mehem Yachal Lahargo Mimblishi Stakin Bedover Lahargo Bitel Esezeh. So what's he says? If you saw somebody from the Zion Avenue and you could have killed him without being dangerous for you, and you didn't, so you're mevatel esezeh. So the question everyone asks is: by milchama, I don't say there's no ptur of pikuach nefesh by milchama. Pikuach nefesh is potter by everything else, but milchama, that's gufa. The sort of milchama that people get killed. So you can't say, "Oh, I'm part of a milchama," because pikuach nefesh. But that's what milchama is. Milchama. So what's this idea that you only kill the Zayin Amamim, Felicia Yistakim B'Dover? So So some want to say maybe by design namim, it's there's a chovas hayochid without the din sibur, even though it's not so mustaba, and therefore the noshim are mechuyavas. But that's another diyuk that's made. Over bol yod echad mehem yochel targo belishi yistachim bedavro lo hargo bital esezeh. So it's not together, Muhammad, by where? Maybe, unless you say by the separate key of Yochid, by. So maybe by a Molek, it's only a Din Muhammad. And even the Din Yochid is a Din Muhammad. And by the Zayin Anami, maybe there's two separate demons. Well, so then the question is, would that be the case, then why are not in Chayavos from the Din Yochid? So let me say that there's a chilav between that Amalek is only, I think Rav Gershuni, I have to check right, right this, that maybe by Amalek it's only a Din in Muhammad. Even the Din Yochid is only a Din Muhammad. That Shain came by the Zayin Amamim, it could be there's a Din Muhammad, maybe there's a separate Din Yochid, that you have to make sure that you're not going to get influenced by the Avodah Zarah. So then that separate Din Yochid, besides the Din Muhammad, it could apply to women as well. Because they could be susceptible to Amor. Okay. Now, I want you to see the famous tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. And this is like a classic pilpul. Okay? It's not just a pilpul. I mean, I can't believe for one second that the Chinuch had this in mind. Not even for one second. But it's good for you to learn a little, see what a pilpul is. Because it'll why do I pick this pilpul? Because it's going to reinforce several inyanim that we already talked about this year. Several concepts that are going to be reinforced. So, and it's good for you to be exposed to pilpul sometimes. So you should know what it's all about. So you look at it, it's a small piece. What? What do you say, Raham? Yeah, the Nazir said this piece. Rav Hoffman knew the Nazir. Oh, knew the Nazir, Rav David Cohen, Rav Doran's father-in-law, was a Nazir of Yerushalayim. And Rav Hoffman said that, he said that this was Purim Torah. So it's good. I remember when I was in Karen B'Yavna many years ago, with Pasha Zohar, we had a tish Friday night in the yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva asked one of the Rebbeim, Rav David Kahn, that he should say over the Avnei Nezer to the oil. So it's good to know this Avnei Nezer. It's a pilpul, but it's good that you should know it, because it gets you to think. And it reinforces several ideas that we talked about. So listen carefully. And it's short, so we're going to do it right now. Kachav HaChinuch, Shal Parshat states it. Shein Noshim Metuvos Mechias HaMolek, Rach Skarim Shein B'nei Muhammad. I think I'm a seer of tourists. The Tamua, Shein Bariga Zayin Amim, Kachav Mitzvah, Tav Chav Hei, Shein Oshim Skarim the Krevas. Right, so first he asked the question, how come when it comes to Amalek, the women of the Turos, when it comes to Zayin Amalim, the Chayavos, question number one, Mishnah Melech Vagos. Anirav Zed, Yinei Achina Kosov, Shagam Al Kol Yochid, Yeshki Yev Imbal Yodo Echad Mizar Amalek, Shagam. Right, the Chinuch writes that by Amalek, it's not only a Chachov on the Tzibur, it's a Chachov on the Yochid. Vizem Motzoi. So that's the question. So if there's a chiyuv and the yochid, so getting back to the original question, we try to give a teretz that maybe the chiyuv and the yochid is also only b'din mochama. But he says, "Zem matzri gam beisha ke'inyan sistra v'yoyel." You see that there were women that got involved in mochama on a private basis, etc. Because if there's a chovas yochid, that chovas yochid is l'chora, forget what we said before, but it's a separate chovas yochid, so therefore the women should be chayavas, nothing to do with mochama. So he wants to say like this, that maybe the chova to have mitzvahs eshesh as man grama, she'enu b'shabbos. In other words, you can't kill an Amaleki on Shabbos. So the Mela, since you can't kill an Amaleki on Shabbos, So that's why the women are potter from the Chovas Tzibur, Midin, that they're not benot Bilchama. Ah, there's the Chovas Yachid. The Chovas Yachid is a mitzvah sesei shazman grama. Why? Because you can't do it on Shabbos. Just like you can't give a Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. The Lav Chol Mechir Mises Damol B'Shach Havi Mises Ein Dochim Shabbos. This one, Mabashas Mulchama, if it's in the context of a Mulchama, Nema Adridita Filu B'Shabbos. The din of Mulchama, the Pasuk says Adridita, that even B'Shabbos you do a Mulchama, right? But the Chovas Yachir as so came in the Laban of Muhammad, Rakim Yavu Yachir Yade as well you catch Shabbos. So it's Mitzad the Chovas Sibur, what women are what Turok, because the Nabazal of Muhammad. Ah, there's a Chovas Yachir. He says the Chovas Yachir, they're potter because it's a mitzvah sesei shazman grama. Because it's not on Shabbos. Because you can't kill somebody in Shabbos. The cave in the Shabbos loves my mitzvah zoo, Noshim, the Noshim Choshev She'enu Zmanu Klal, the Mukhav Mishnah decreases. Tell us all the Shiloshim Echad, Shabbatam, they sell the Mubarak. Aval im lo hayachad yil shum korban, okay. The Eil Hachshos, cave in the Zman Zubra, Anoshim, Shash Mokham, Lokash, the Kamil, Anoshim, good. But what about? Oh, so therefore that explains why women are potter from a molech. In a hanami, there are two chiyuv in a molech. There's a chiyuv mochama, and there's a chiyuv va.
It's a lot. And women are chayavos in all lava. And therefore, somebody shown them whole, whenever there's a lava, then in a certain mitzvah, they're not only chayav in the lava component, but they're chayav in the essay component also. Like by Makia. So whenever there's a lava, women are chayavos. Once they're chayav, they're chayav in the whole thing. And so, Zayin Amun is not only in this essay, it's a lava also. It's chayav in the shaman. What's the point of Hariga Zayin Amim? So they shouldn't teach you to worship Avodah Zarah. The Dora La Hariga Mazikin. The question will not change the people looking for. He said, to kill somebody from the Zion Amundin is like, we discussed it. It's not shit to the movie. You kill an animal, not because you want the skin, but it's gonna, you don't want the bite it, so you kill it. So that's not shit to the movie. Like, you take the mace out. Not because you want the mace, you just don't want it in your house. So that's why I call the love chain of the chick of Goopa. Because the love chain of the chick of Goopa, no question, Father. Well, now that we have the chapters. So the male love change is equal to Lupa, mean the rights are not high. So, mean that at the rights level, there's nothing wrong with killing Zion Island and even the Torah's Yachid on Shabbos, because the love change is equal to Lupa. So, you have to say, I'm discussing it with Rosh Shapiro, you have to say that killing a Molek is not called the love change is equal to Lupa. Because killing a Molek is not because we want to stop them from teaching of bad things. Killing a molech is because a molech itself, we want to take the cover from. So we want the killing for the sake of the killing. Not we want the killing so they won't bite us. We want the killing for the sake of the killing by a molech.
it's for the Tacoma, that we want to kill them for the sake of the killing. But Shaykhne by Zion Adamin, like a dog, something like this, so you shoot the dog, so you're not dying on Shabbos, the only time on Shabbos you don't use the dog for removing the meat or whatever, or something like that, you don't use the car. So the Mela says like this, that killing Zion Adamin is a Malach Shem Shifu Gupa, so that's how you even on Shabbos. So that's Malach Shem Shifu Gupa. So the Mela, you can do that even on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, it's only this is the Rabbanim, you know, right, so they can do it. So therefore, what is it called? Well, this is a cessation of Rambam. So then you can do it even on Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos, then it's not a cessation of Rambam. But Shein Kain, Amole, you can't do it on Shabbos because that's not a mitzvah. Well, Shein Kain, we'll do for the Mela, the Shabbos as well. The Mela, so it's back to Shabbos as well. So, sorry. Let me say it over one more time. In other words, women, Peanut says women are chayavos, killing out Zion, remember they're not chayavos, it's just killing a mole. It's a mole, it's only two men, that's a woman. And Zion is on the ball. So we have two questions. Question number one is, the Peanut also says that the Tobit Yonkin are a mole. So then they should be carried out the Tobit Yonkin by a mole. It's not an animal problem. Number two, what's the chiluk between a mole and a zayin? So he says that if the kol is a yochid by a mole, but that kol is yochid, and this is the sense of my wrong, because it's not always a Shabbos. So, I mean, but zayin adamim, you can kill the zayin adamim on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a killing on Shabbos, only a lot of chance people do, because only the killing of the zayin adamim is to thwart away and trying to influence you badly. It's like maybe killing an animal when it's trying to attack you, so that's not a mitzvah that acts on Shabbos. Right? That's only the Rabbanan, and therefore to be looked at from up inside. Rasha'in came last. Rasha'in came Amalek, he came to our Shabbos. He was there, that's not Amalek, saying Tichon Gufa. That's Tichon Gufa, because that's direct. Try to kill your Amalek so they shouldn't bother you in the future. Killing the Amalek for the sake of killing the Amalek because of the Kabbalah, what they did to you in the past. So it's not like throwing away the evil. It's not like Rashi Shita about that Amalek saying Tichon Gufa, throwing away the evil. It's not throwing away the evil. It's the same as stopping the. If you want for your own sake. So Mela, it's a Mela that you can't do that on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. The way that the Lacha Shayna, so you can look up, and Mela, if you can't do it on Shabbos, then the Lacha, this is that say Shabbos, not Rama, rather, and therefore not you're going to be able to do it. Now Shayna came by Zion Adamim, you can kill the Zion Adamim on Shabbos, because it's not saying to the Lacha. So if you do it on Shabbos, then it's not necessary to say that it's not Rama. Remember, the Lacha Shayna will be Hayyot, it's in Zion Adamim, and the Torah is from Rama. I can't believe that Peter has any of this involved. Instead of ground and none of this involved. But there's no other trucks. Okay, so maybe with the Peter, that's what we said before. Maybe the shot is that by a mole, the COVID, even the COVID Sayyid is a part of the Mokham. So the male wants the women don't have to do the Mokham, but they don't have to even the COVID Sayyid is part of the Mokham. The Zayin Adamim, maybe those are two separate things. There's an Indian and Mokham to be COVID charity as well. And then there's a separate Indian that they shouldn't teach us about his aura. And therefore, women might not be part of the
the Mokamah. Even you can say the Rima Chayim and the Mokamah all find Zayin Adam to keep it separate as well, something like that, and that's different from thinking to live there. Or you can say there's two separate Chayim and find Zayin Adam.
Now,
what's
the
Mokamah
and the Gilah of Mokamah Sahalik?
Perhaps. We normally assume like that. It's very dark. I mean, it's a pilgrim. It works, but, you know, it's a pilgrim. Oh, but we're not finished yet. Wait, we're not finished yet. We're not finished yet. Are we finished yet? No. So, 1 second.
So comes the Gemara Kedushin. So, now you'll see even more why I chose this topic.
The assumption of the Avnei Nezer is that a mitzvah that you can't do on Shabbos,
right? If you can't do it on Shabbos, that makes it a mitzvah that's not wrong. It's not 20%, and you can't do it on Shabbos. But the question is that something true? Hey, well, the Gemara Kedushin will be accepted by them. Correct. I don't know about them. He dealt with his essay that one brother. Shuka, Malula, Shofar, and Sixus of Stillin.
Right? Women are potter from Shofar, from Shuka, Lula, Shofar, and Sixus.
So they all admit to essay that one brother was Stillin.
Yeah, and
he dealt with his essay that one brother was Stillin. That's the height of Mezuzah, Makeh, Aveda, and Shiloh HaKam. Now, take a look at page 11 and say there's a far lot wrong.
Well, so. Look in the second column where I put the bracket. I didn't put an arrow there, but I put the bracket. Mavur. Mavur. The Sovah Avni Nezer, the Hoel Ba'otzer, Lahara, Amaleki B'Shabbos. Since you can't heal an Amaleki B'Shabbos, so therefore, Lahab, since you miss the Sessing Rah, Shadman Rama, and the mayor of the Mountain of Kurus. And the Hakkis, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, who says?
So it's mezuzah. Can you fix a mezuzah on Shabbos? You can't take nail and fix it. And you do the bottom and this is the right thing you put up a mezuzah on Shabbos. So why do we say, that women are towards the mezuzah because this is as they are going wrong, they can't put a mezuzah on Shabbos?
The answer is because it's a theme of Shabbos. It's just a sign issue stopping you from doing it. That doesn't mean that the chiv's not there. The chiv's there, but there's Ari the reveal there. Ari, like you saw in the Mishma Gotham, with the Chokma Gotham by Korah, right? That Ari the real way, maybe, right?
No, because Zillin maybe is not about. It's not the Zman, it's not shot by filling that there's an Israel putting on the film. Really, there's Chiyah to it. No, there, the Torah is reminded that Shabbos from the Zman filling. That Shabbos is not Zman filling. It's not true Shabbos, they're really Chiyah, but there's a Malach involved in putting on the film. There's no Malach involved in those. No, the Torah says that you only put Kulon on the weekdays and then on Shabbos.
So there the part saying there's no chiyuv tefillah on Shabbat. But mezuzah is a chiyuv 24/7. Mezuzah is a chiyuv 24/7. It's just that you won't be able to affix it on your door on Shabbat because you can't do the melacha, but the chiyuv is still there. So that it's the same thing, a molik lakara is a chiyuv 24/7. It's just, since you can't do it because of the melacha, doesn't mean the chiyuv isn't there. The chiyuv is there, you just can't fulfill it today. So, just like by mezuzah, it doesn't make it as more mitzvah says it's not a bracha. So what's the difference between mezuzah and a molik? And the fact of work, you see by mezuzah that the fact that you can't put it doesn't make it a mitzvah says it's not a bracha, because it's
See, that's why I wanted to bring back those two concepts of blockchain and chicken book one, that I reveal they all fit back in here.
So that's based on the Maariv, that's his catch of the other things.
So how do we, if you want to say Gavinay is wrong, just struggle with Howell, we can do so.
There's no way that the Sefer Akiva has this in mind, so
that's why it's a noble, because it's not really what the Sefer Akiva has in mind, but still, it's hard to work with, to think it through. Even if the Sefer Akiva didn't have in mind, it's still going to be a good Svara kind of comment. So it won't be the Sefer Akiva. He's just using the Sefer Akiva, but the Sefer Akiva did have in mind, really, but still, let's work with the Svara for his own merits.
Excellent. sefer, Zichor Lavram, which is one of, I think it's the best sefer I've ever seen on Amalek. Whole sefer on Yoni Amalek. It came out last year. And Sviz Mechavin in the third paragraph, the third column rather, the last paragraph. He wants to say like this, that Amalek, the mitzvah is the malacha. So if the mitzvah is the malacha, and you don't have malacha on Shabbos, then you don't say it's Arya Devriya Leh, because that's the essence of what the mitzvah is, the killing. But if you can't have killing on Shabbos, so you don't view that as Arya Devriya Leh. But Hashem Mezuzah, the affixing is not really the essence of the mitzvah is that it should be on the wall. The affixing is just the Hechitimsa. So therefore, if the Hechitimsa you can't do on Shabbos, that you view as Arya Devriya Leh. It says, Nira, the Hanach Mikrim Cholav Din Mitzvah, and Din Mitzvah, and Mechias Amal, Dil Mezuzah. And Ikar Mitzvah Maisa Mitzvah Shal Kviyas HaMezuzah L'Bayis. To put the nails on, that's not the Ikar Mitzvah. Ela Shahadar B'Bayis M'Chur T'Yei B'Beis HaMezuzah. The fact that the Mezuzah is hanging there is the Mitzvah. In fact, the Maisa L'Gbos HaMezuzah B'Beis HaHino Adei Maisa Kviyas Mezuzah Ha'Asher B'Shamas. But that's the way you'll get to the result. But the Ikar by Mezuzah is the result that it's hanging. Cain, Mrs. Makia, Iker Tachlisa ain't a Maisa B'Dias HaMakia, but it's the result. Ela B'Shvil Tachlisa, the Liyab Rabbi's below Makia, the Yosim Dom Mivvesa, the Dosim Chin of Mivir HaMitsa. Now Cain, this event, I'll tell this one in the verse. Who were you told that the Iker Mrs. Makia, who Menias HaSakon, etc. However, he continues on page 12, bottom of the first column. Omnam Nechias Amolek Kareikar Tachlisa Shal Mitzvahu Le'etzem Maisa HaHariga. The Nechias Amolek, the Ikar Tachlis of the Mitzvah is the Maisa HaHariga. That is the mitzvah, the Maisa HaHariga, not the result. The Kasa Mechomo Mamolek, the Atzmos HaMitzvah, second column. The Ezel Mechomo B'Shil Po'elz Mesiyemis, El Tachlis Atzmos HaMechomo Mamolek Mechiyosha. Mitzvah, the Mitzvah HaHariga, Samolek, Eder HaKeki Timtza, the Tachlis HaSacher. It's not shot that, you see, Pashuk Shai, you could have said that the Mechomo is in order to get rid of them. No. The Mechomo itself is the mitzvah, not to get rid of them. The Mechomo is the mitzvah, to kill them. Not to kill them, to get rid of them. To kill them. To do the Maisa killing. That's the Nekama. Not that they shouldn't be around. You understand? It's a fine line. Abney Nezi said this fine line already. That Zayin Amamin, it's to kill them, so they shouldn't be around to influence us. Amalek is not because they shouldn't be around. They're fine people now. This is 10 generations later. The din of killing them. To the Etzem Maisa HaHariga. So Mimela Lapakus Ela Mitzah Hilhargum Lachalosam Lokum Mitzah Masa U Mizuza Damaisa Mitzah Makiyam to Achmus Josephus Ukah Mitzah Harigas Amalek came to Osu Lahargo Bashabis Ezerach Ari Ba'alma Dervile. By Amalek, since the killing is at the Mitzvah, that is the Mitzvah. So therefore, if there's no killing of Shabbos, you don't say that it's Ari Dervile. You say the whole Mitzvah is not Shaykh. El the Israqiyam Mitzah, you know, may Shabbat by the mezuzah, the putting it up is not the ex of mitzvah, that's only half a chemical that should be on the door. So since you can't do it on the Shabbos, you don't think the mitzvah is not shy, you just say that's the art of revealing. Because that's not the ex of mitzvah by the mezuzah. That was what he said. Right, but he's saying that still preventing you from doing the right thing, but he thinks that the whole Esther, the vicious killing, he thinks you should only use Ari to reveal that within Hilchos, Mitzvah's essays are not wrong. You want to see something's not known for Shabbos, does that become Mitzvah's essays are not wrong? Well, we say no, he was really here, it's just Ari to reveal that. So he wants to make it feel like in Hilchos, Mitzvah's essays are not wrong, that why are you doing it on Shabbos?
Basically, you have to define what is the Yisod HaMitzvah, and how does that show? So if the Yisod HaMitzvah is killing, and still killing on Shabbos, that's a direct clash. He thinks that's more than I am revealing. So much the fixing, this is having it on your house. So the mail that's really shy at the Shabbos. And so you can't do that one aspect of it, so then you give it a higher to reveal the Gabi decision. Okay, one could have argued and said, like you said also, but in other words, so you understand why I wanted to bring this in, because it reawakens that discussion of what the same people who book, and it also reawakens that discussion of Ari and Reveal, which are two concepts we did already, and it brings it all together with this. I thought it was a good time to have the forum. It's a famous Avni Nezis. Anyone who knows Avni Nezis, you know, the term Avni Nezis that everyone knows, you know, like everyone.
Like this one, if you're in the know of Avni Nezis, then you know this Avni Nezis.
There is a thing with Avni Nezis. I mean, there's a thing to know every Avni Nezis.
See, Abinazer, a lot of times he says things you can argue with, you know what I mean? The big goal is sometimes talking, you know what I mean?
So I mean, you could say all the smartest, as we said before, try to answer all the questions we have in the field of the difference between the Zion Anamim and Hamamolik, and the difference even within Hamamolik, between the Bones Speed with the Bones Yachin. We know other ways, like we discussed before, but this is the famous way of the Avni Nezer, that the Zion Anamim is the Mokash and Speed with the Bukos, and the man needs to kill on Shabbos, because it's like Tavis Mokash. It's not a Mokash. The whole reason why you want to capture the Nachash so it doesn't bite you, it's not that you want the skin of the Nachash, so then you can do that on Shabbos with your eyes. You don't want to change the food from Shimon and Shimon. So the Melech, Zayin Anamim, you can kill a Shabbos with your eyes. So the Melech, you can do it on Shabbos, so that means Kal Shabbos, and it's not a Mitzvah that says you should not grow them. Melech Moshe Mechayot, that's what it would be. Moshe Ken Amolei. It's not a Moshe Mechayot, so then you can't do it on Shabbos. If you can't do it on Shabbos, then it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos, so the potter from the didn't see where we did that they not love to come, and the Yorkin, they're also potter because of the blockchain people who want. The Marie's first question is, if you can't, the whole assumption of the Avni Nezer is, if you can't do it on Shabbos, so why does that make it a lot, why don't you just get hires and real way like Zumi, you can't put up a challenge. So then you have to say, for the same Kabbalah Abram, and the Tzvi on the Gitz said that maybe you don't know what you could sometimes the fact that you can't do a challenge makes it a misinterpretation of my brother sometimes, and sometimes you can say, I was a real way. Depends what the essence of Malacha of Mitzvah is. It's a Malacha, so that combines with challenge, so then we say, this is okay for Kabbalah Abram. So it's just the essence of Mitzvah is not the Malacha, and therefore you can't just, but you won't be able to do a Shabbos because of the Malacha, but that's not the essence of the Mitzvah. So the man then you'll say, I already realize, and then from the school, the Mitzvah says, I'm not Shabbos, I'm not going to, he will not be able to do a Shabbos. So it's something to think about, it's all discussions. I mean, it's important for you to think through, try to think of a root of but the truth is, speak about the Avni Nezer, even though on the short side of the chapter, we had in mind, but the smaller of those mechanisms of you to sharpen your mind, to think and learn, think it through. And in the famous Avni Nezer, I remember, this goes back many years ago, I remember Friday night at the Fish, the Shabbos Zohar, Goldman said to Dov Kav, and you say over the Avni Nezer, so people should know the Avni Nezer. Avni Nezer is a well-known obviously. Yeah, it's very, it's a helpful, you know what I mean?
a cultural conscious thing, but sometimes you should see a cultural conscious thing, so you should know what it's all about. Okay, so that's the other thing. Okay, Rav Moshe, I apologize. You wanted to stay the light at the Daven Mincha. Well, I have to run to a wedding now, so you can Daven Mincha. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll go back to continuing to do Chazara. Okay? And then hopefully next week we'll have the Shir and Horeh.